Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hey, this is Jason Law, and welcome to The Unique Life, where you'll discover about how you can have the life that you are meant to live. So for today's episode, well, I actually posted something controversial, 7,000 plus reactions, 300 plus comments, 2,900 shares. And if you are a millennial or centennial, let me hear your thoughts on this. I said there in that post to challenge, and it's meant to motivate and encourage. If you are a millennial, Gen Y, or centennial, Gen Z, and you want to have an immediate edge over others your age, stop being so sensitive. Many young people today are ultra sensitive but lack empathy. You are so concerned about your feelings, but you forget that others have feelings too. Your feelings will get hurt. Feel it. Acknowledge it. Understand why. Get over it. Then move on. You are outspoken and vocal, but when others say something to you, you should be able to take it too. But the problem is, you take things personally. Sensitive people give control of their life to their feelings. They are prisoners of their own emotions. Have I offended you? Good. Did I hurt your feelings? Better. No one grows without taking offense, and no one moves to another level without learning how to overlook an offense. Well, that is so controversial that there are many millennials who disagreed and centennials, but there are some millennials who also agreed and centennials as well. And many Gen Xers and boomers, of course, they agreed because of their observation. But it's not meant to be divisive. It's actually a post to get the attention of these young people and stop being sensitive and just live life as they actually see fit, in a sense where they're not ruled by their emotions, they're not ruled by ideologies that they borrowed from someone else. And you see the comments. Well, I'm going to read some comments here. Well, I'm saying their names, just their first names, because it's there in the comment sections. Christian said, "Ew, here we go again with this issue of people nowadays being too sensitive, being offended by something is very subjective. You might find that some reasons are petty to you, but for that person, it's a big thing. Mind you, I just said, do not be sensitive." And the part where I said, have I offended you? Good. It is actually a test. And it's meant to trigger a little bit. True enough, many were triggered, just like this comment. Another one, well, I love the comment of Kenneth. Sabi niya, bad trip English. Ha ha ha. Yeah, mga good vibes na comment, no? Trick said, I disagree. Sensitivity to generations of toxic culture is okay. I'm proud of our generation and the younger generation that continues to call out what was tolerated for so long. I feel there's no need to offend anyone to teach them a lesson or for them to grow. This is another old and toxic mindset we need to change. So since it's more logical, I answered it. Kasi sa mga posts, I answer people who have logical arguments and mukha naman respectful. So I answered respectfully, yes, I'm proud of the younger generation too, which I am. That's why I speak often to schools, universities, even to umaabot pa to, high grade school. Ah. And I said, I love working with young people and I work with them all the time. I'm rooting for them. Her comment is contradictory though. Calling out someone will generate offense. Of course. You call out someone, 1,000% they will be offended. And yet you say there's no need to offend anyone to teach them a lesson. This is occasionally necessary. And when you, well, this is a side note, handling the offense is another matter, or having the maturity. But offense, definitely you will be offended, maybe a little bit or a lot. But in a way, you actually absorb it first, digest it. And from there, you will have a sense of balance. How do I answer this? How can I be not emotional when I answer? So, ito yung next na sabi ko. Regarding offense, you will never find anyone in history who became successful without experiencing pain or some form of offense. Zero. This is not a toxic mindset. This is reality. Healthy conflict is part and parcel of having stronger relationships in families, companies, nonprofits, etc. This is me answering. In retrospect, we will be offended and we will offend someone whether we like it or not. It is not a matter of if, it is a matter of when. Be prepared. Proverbs 19:11. In Proverbs, good sense makes one slow to anger and it is his glory to overlook an offense. And it's interesting, the person who said that you don't need to offend anyone is the one who I feel like is the most offended, because when I answered, she answered me again. And then I didn't see her reply. But when I checked the comment section, there were so many people who replied to her and comments where she was the one who's triggered. So it's interesting, the woke crowd would tell you that they believe in world peace. But if you start to disagree with them, then all of the things that they're saying can be thrown out of the window. Just like this, in particular, offense. And in the States, it's so crazy. Diba? Grabe, no? Yung mga freedom of speech. Yes, there's freedom of speech. But if you go against these people, yung freedom of speech mo, yun ang unang-unang mawawala. Dahil they will show you, they will prove to you that you're wrong and this and that. But you see, it's interesting na we can agree, or rather we can disagree agreeably. But there are some who would really state their opinions as fact. Or there are some who would state their beliefs as fact. Remember, your beliefs can be wrong. So we can be open to discussion, as I am during my, whenever I post something, there's someone who would disagree with me and I would see that, hey, may point siya. So hindi na ako sumasagot, naglalagay na lang ako ng cool na emoji, yung naka-shades or thumbs up. And people appreciate that because I don't want people who would just agree with me online, right? I also want people who to disagree with me and to see their point of view. So si Susan sabi niya, totally agree, sometimes being too candid of saying what's in their mind may be more destructive than constructive. Celedonia said, how about instead of telling these generations to stop feeling hurt and offended? Well, this is the first time I'm reading this. Find out what is causing these things that have shaped their emotions and minds. Sudden rise of social media, FB, TikTok. Yeah, I agree. I actually posted about this too. Jell said, I think generation today needs a different approach. It's very incomparable from previous generation. It's like comparing orange to apple. I don't think so, because we're humans. Yes, you can compare, but at the same time, you can also check the similarities and in a way be able to address certain problems. Yes, it can be a different approach, but the root of the problem would be similar. There you go, a common classic from millennial, me, it's all about me, Alfreda said. Mukhang may mga anak to, ah, na sabi niya so defensive and very entitled. I know everything, so sit down. Yes, there are some who are like that. But take note, I didn't say all millennials and centennials. I said many. And going back to comparison, when we were young, when I was young, I was also emotional. At naman mga yung bata emotional eh. Correct? Dumaan tayo la dyan. And what young people tend to forget is that their parents were also young ones. They also have parents. Tsaka, actually, may isa nakakatawa eh. May nag-comment, no? Sinabi niya, yung offense, ano yan? Kasi yung anak ko, ganyan ang ginawa ko sa kanya, pinapalo ko siya before, ganito, ganyan. Pero ngayon, yung anak ko, na-appreciate niya ako, love niya ako, and sinasabi niya sa akin, yung mga ginawa ko daw before sa kanya na disiplina, you know, yung mga reasons kaya he is the man he is today. And another person commented, baka naman may trauma yung anak mo dahil ganyan, ganito, you could have said it better. Aba, mas marunong pa dun sa magulang, no? But you see, yan yung mga challenges ngayon na kailangan natin overcome. We should not be really controlled by our emotions. Because if we are controlled by our emotions, we will be controlled by our whims. We will be controlled by comments of other people. And remember, I said, you will have an edge over others. This is not just for young people. This is for everyone. You will have an edge if you are not too sensitive. Because sensitivity, if you're very sensitive, it clouds your mind. It clouds your decisions. It's actually stopping you from moving to the next level. Because instead of you getting constructive feedback, learning from people, every time someone says something to you that hurts you, you tend to avoid this person, avoid the situation. It stunts your growth if you are ultra sensitive. Lacking empathy. I wrote about it in another post. And I said there that, same, sabi ko, no? Can be said with us, Gen Xer, me. I'm a Gen Xer who looks like a millennial. Please don't comment about this anymore. But sabi ko doon, you have issues with your parents. Don't forget, we have parents too. We went through what you guys are going through. Injustices. Why? Gen X and boomers are experiencing many injustices too. Probably more than you. Just take a look at the older generation who were let go or forced to retire during the pandemic. So many, how they support their families. On verbal abuse, just like you, the older generation, get maltreated and abused verbally also. Yan yung isa, no, about being woke. It's playing the victim card. Playing the oppressed. Nasa oppressed Olympics sila, no? Na, okay, kasi mahirap lang kami, kayo mayaman kayo. Or hindi mo na experience yung na-experience ko. Okay, pero hindi mo rin naman na-experience yung experience niya.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One time, ito yung isang bagay na natauhan talaga ako. My brother, he came to visit me. And I had so many problems back then. My business went bankrupt. Not business, but businesses. I owed a lot of money. And I was complaining and complaining and complaining. Binubuhos ko sa kanya yung problema ko. Tapos sabi niya sa akin, stopped me from saying anything else. Jason, alam mo, hindi lang naman ikaw yung may problema. Lahat tayo may problema. hindi mo nga alam, baka yung problema ko mas malaki sa problema mo eh. Hindi ko lang sinasabi sa iyo ngayon. So people have stories. All of us, we have our victories and we have our defeats. And we have things in our skeletons in our closet, the pain that we are carrying. Yes, we have to understand each other, be more empathetic in a sense. However, if you will stay inside your emotions, if you will use your emotions as a way for you to deflect constructive feedback, then it's going to be difficult for you because you will live in the clouds. You're on cloud nine without ever stepping foot on reality. Ngayon, doon naman sa mga young people ngayon, kaya mahirap because of social media. Dahil yung social media has numbed our emotions. It has deflated our confidence when it comes to face-to-face, interacting with people. But when we're online, we're so confident. We're not accountable to anyone because if you comment something painful in someone's thread that you do not know at all, there's no accountability in that. But take note again, if someone comments against you, grabe, no? Yung trigger sa atin, we take it personally. So the solution to this is, well, there are some, and I wrote this on that post, the second one, these are some of the many challenges of the younger generation. Yes, we didn't have those challenges before, but we had our fair share of different challenges too in our generation. Yeah. So ito yung mga challenges na yan na sinabi ko. First, it has made young people more vocal and highly opinionated even if they have no experience on a topic because you are discussing anything, no? You can search online. They consider them as facts. Facts. And this is the problem with social media. The reason why people now are oversensitive and lack empathy. Second, yan. Speaking of lacking empathy, they lack empathy because of this association due to addiction to gadgets and isolation to actual human interactions. I'm going to talk about this on another post. This is so interesting. The very reason why people today, they are so sensitive but lack emotions. How did that happen? Meaning they don't have an outward mindset. They only look at themselves without any regard for others. And then the third, everything we say or do now is magnified. Young people are conditioned to look good, look successful, and please people. So again, if you want to have an edge over others, stop being ultra sensitive. Okay, tanggalin na natin yung generation. Kahit na mas prone ng young people to be more sensitive, but this is for everyone. And someone asked me, no? Kasi nag-viral siya eh. I think 3 people asked me, is there... meron bang pinaghuhugutan daw to? The answer to that is, wala. Naisip ko lang na mukhang kailangan ng young people to. Then I posted about it. And true enough, because of all the reactions, kailangan talaga. Well, I just want to share. There are some people who also sent me messages and I'm going to answer some questions right now. And I love the honesty of this person. I won't share his name because it was sent to me in private. But to cut the long story short, he worked for a company. And it was difficult because he was a performer. This happened years ago. But yung anak daw ng boss niya, pinag-iinitan siya. To the point na pati yung kinakain niya, pinapakailaman. Tapos, ilang tables apart daw sa cafeteria, naamoy, siya yung pinagsabihan, pero yung katabi niya na favorite daw niya, nandun sa table next to her, him and her, opposite gender, yung nakakaaway niya. Tapos, to the point na he stopped working, didn't give any extra mile at all. He was just there, and he didn't really had any malasakit anymore for the company. Tapos, natanggal siya because of that. And because of that, he started a business. And hanggang ngayon, natatandaan pa din niya yung tao na nagsabi sa kanya, yung minaltrato siya, in other words. Tapos, he ends a comment. Sabi niya, nabasa ko din yung article mo na oversensitive millennial at naisip daw niya sa sarili niya, hindi naman, as long as nakikita ko totoo at hindi personal ang comments. And this is not a knock on you. I'm gonna actually message you to listen to this episode. But the mere fact that you reacted that way, you are overly sensitive. Yun yung challenge, no? Kasi kapag tayo, naging overly sensitive tayo, lahat nagiging personal. And sometimes we think na tayo yung pinag-iinitan when the person is just like that and it's not us. We stop becoming successful because of another person, which shouldn't affect our performance. Yun yung nagiging effect ng sensitivity. So, my advice is, well, you're successful now, change your perspective and be thankful. Be thankful. Dahil itong tao na ito yung reason kaya ka naging successful now in your business. You're not there anymore. But this person is actually taking real estate in your mind. Oh, without paying any rent. So, sabi niya, at lahat boiling point, boiling pa rin minsan, is how to open up or confront a person, especially kung opposite gender. Kasi ako, pag inaway or inape, ako, I just keep my mouth shut and distance myself from that person. At kung talagang very provoking na like nandaya na outlet ko is revenge. Okay? So, well, the best revenge is success. And I guess you have that already. Move on. Don't think about this person because this person probably is not thinking about you at all. And good job. Congratulations. Now, whenever you have confrontations with other people or people that you need to confront, just have to do it now. Because if you don't, then it will linger. Then might take years. Hindi mo pa rin nagagawa. Tapos, lumaki na yung problema na maliit lang. Yan. Hugot, no? Kasi nangyari yan sa akin. I received another message from a lady. Thank you so much for your kind words. She said, I just want to say thank you for sharing your ideas. Sobrang helpful and nakaka-inspire. I just undergo depression lately. Ang laking tulong sa akin, makakup up. Sana marami pa kayong mamotivate na tao. God bless and more power. Thank you so much. And I think I can mention your name, Pam. Maraming salamat for sending that message, that personal message. And then, I went to a party of my good friend. He's the CEO of the company Sante Barley. His name is Joey Marcelo. We go way back. We've been friends for 20 years. He was a former business partner as well. In this party, one lady there approached me and she said, you know, sir, nabayaran ko na lahat ng utang ko last month. Her name is Reginaldo. Nabayaran ko na lahat dahil po sa libro niyo nakatulong ng malaki. Itong October lang daw niya nabayaran. And messages like that really nakakataba ng puso, no? And reminds me why I do what I do. Galing lang. Congratulations, Shek. Tapos nag-send siya sa akin ng mga pictures, nakabili na daw siya ng bahay, nabayaran niya na yung mga utang niya, and natutunan siya sa mga mistakes niya. So yung sinabi niya sa akin, nakita ko yung previous message niya, it was 2020 pa. And then finally, she saw me in person. Wow, and here's another comment naman, no? Another message, I asked her permission. Going back to millennials being sensitive, this is Rona Enabe. Pinost ko yung kanyang message. Ang daming nag-comment. Sabi niya, thanks for speaking out about this, Sir Jason. I totally agree with this po. I've gained a lot of friends, older and more experienced than me because I did not take critics. Their critics' comments as offense but as a lesson. I was sensitive too when I'm in the early stage of my career, thus led me to resignation. But as I grew and met people, I have realized that you will not be easily offended if you have a teachable heart. We can't control people kung paano nila sabihin yung critics' comments nila. Some are gentle and some are harsh talaga. But we have the control on how we will take it, either as a lesson where we can use to grow or adjust. Adjust critics' comments that will make us rebel. Magmalaki. As I maintain the teachable attitude, the people older and more experienced than me are the ones I consider friends and some as mentors. P.S. They were surprised na may millennial pa daw po na katulad ko na hindi madali ma-offend. Karamihan daw po kasi talaga ay feeling magaling na. My one mentor told me millennials are great, talented, and we are knowledgeable, but wisdom is only gained through experience in which the older generations can pass to our generation. I'll end with that. I hope you learned from our episode today. Remember, do not be ultra sensitive. No matter which generation you come from, offense, you will not succeed in life if you do not learn how to take an offense and take it well and use that offense to fuel you, or use that offense to learn and use that offense to move to the next level. Because offense is not about the other person. Offense is about you. You are feeling something because something inside of you was stirred up. Acknowledge it and find out why. Learn from it. Grow from it. And be the best unique version of yourself. Sounds cliche, but a cliche that never gets old. Again, this is Jason Law. Thank you for tuning in to The Unique Life, where you will live your best life. The life that you're meant to live. God bless.
Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlo.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.